Hi there. I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of you. Why? Because you've decided to change for the better. Even if you didn't, I'd still be just as proud of the person you are. But I'm telling you this now because I know you're in a place where you may not feel so sure of what or how powerful you can be. I'm here to remind you that you are strong. Some people don't believe much in science or religion, but I know one thing about being born a human being. We adapt. We've been through wars, natural disasters, death, plus every other journey life can throw, and we survived. You hear me? Survived. As in living, breathing, feeling, eating, smiling, survived. You and I are here on the backs of those before us, and those beyond us will live upon our shoulders. So, whatever changes you need to make, whatever steps or steps you need to take, it matters. Big or small, it is something, and it's powerful. Changing, courage, is something we falter from every day. Some days, it just makes us so cowardly, and other days, it doesn't do anything. But when you stand up straight and tall, and you stride forward. Not backwards, not sideways, forwards. You may not be sure of what change will bring, and you may not know if you were right to take it, but your strength won't let anyone see that. But God, I know. I see it, and yes, you are so strong. So strong. You go into the unknown, even if it's scary, because it is necessary for something more. You hold fear by the fucking balls. I know you'll make it. In fact, you just thinking that, you've done already made it. Strength, it just comes in too many shapes. We know it can be physical and that's great, but the mentality of strength, what is that? What's that supposed to be? Some of us are born with spunk and some of us are just not. That doesn't mean that you're not strong. There's strength in weakness. There's strength in knowledge of yourself and how you feel you fit in the world. And when you realize you need to shift, you know and you prepare, and that's being strong. About strength, though, is that it only matters when it's time. But how do you know when that is? How can I guide you to when you should stand? That's the thing, though, I can't. I can't, and It would be easy to say that I'm sorry, but I'm not. Why? Because that's you preparing, that's you feeling it in your gut, and that's you making the choice. You may never realize how strong you are until facing something tragic or testing. And your time to decide may be compromised, forced, but facing it, choosing it, that's only something you can do. You are strong. You face your fears. You accept your weaknesses. You choose. You choose. No matter your choice, though, no matter your strength, I'll always be here, right here, and I'll support you. And I'll remind you, and I'll accept you. You can do anything. Don't ever say or think that you can't. Because it's not that you can't, it's that you just won't. You are a fully capable living being. Let me repeat that again. You are a fully living and capable being. All those things and goals you've got, they won't be easy to get to, but I know you can do it. You can do it. And I'll be cheering you on. So, imagine me at the top of the bleachers, cheering you on, screaming at the top of my lungs. Imagine me cheering you on test day, that work presentation, when you're making new friends, anything. You can do this. You are strong. Now, I'm a little sick, but humor me, okay? I want you to try a little something with me. I'm going to breathe in and out, and every time I do, I want you to say, I am strong. Not I'm strong, I am strong. Got it? Okay, here I go. Okay. No, let's keep going. Here's the second part of the exercise. Now, I'm going to remind you, and every time I do, you take a deep breath in and out. Okay? Got it? You can do this. Breathe in. That's it. You got this. Let it out. Good, keep going. You are strong. That's right. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do this. I believe in you.